Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As night falls across Israel, the weather remains mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, the air is calm, ideal for a late stroll. Jerusalem sees a clear night sky, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu declared during his visit to Lebanon that Israel will remain as long as Hezbollah poses a threat. Also, from Walla, Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz toured the security zone in southern Lebanon, emphasizing their stance against Hezbollah's presence. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports the IDF has killed a senior Islamic Jihad militant involved in a hostage situation, marking a significant operation against terror leaders this week. Separately, JNS reveals that the Committee to Protect Journalists has removed Nika Sun Xiong following her challenge regarding Hamas content in media outlets. And finally, Forward discusses the political turmoil in Israel, with citizens fearing potential election sabotage by Prime Minister Netanyahu. From X, the latest. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu is prepared to strike Iran if deemed necessary. The Israel Defense Forces announced 20 minutes ago that they have eliminated a Hezbollah terrorist near the security zone in southern Lebanon, reiterating their commitment to neutralize threats. I24NEWS English reported earlier that the IRGC has warned of closing the Strait of Hormuz unless negotiations in Doha favor Iran's control over the waterway. Let's go deeper, starting with Netanyahu's visit to Lebanon. As reported by Ynet, this comes just days after a new framework agreement with Lebanon. The Prime Minister, alongside Defense Minister Katz, inspected the buffer zone and emphasized Israel's readiness to counter Hezbollah threats. This visit highlights the fragile peace along the northern border and signals Israel's commitment to security. Turning to the IDF's recent operation, Times of Israel details the elimination of Talal Abd al-Al, linked to the Islamic Jihad group. His death follows the neutralization of other key figures. This operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks posing risks to national security. The impact on regional tensions remains to be seen. Meanwhile, from JNS, the removal of Nika Sun Xiong from the Committee to Protect Journalists raises questions about media impartiality. Her dispute involved content linked to Hamas, sparking debate over journalistic integrity amidst conflict narratives. This development highlights the contentious media landscape in conflict zones. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Delek Group Israel has finalized a deal to acquire Hot Mobile for 1.2 billion shekels, following a significant valuation adjustment. This acquisition could reshape the telecommunications market landscape. Separately, Ynet Business outlines a cash crisis affecting Palestinian businesses in the West Bank. Gas stations temporarily closed as banks face challenges with surplus Israeli shekels. This highlights the financial strain on cash-dependent sectors. And finally, Walla Business notes a delay in the discussion on VAT reduction proposed by United Torah Judaism. Finance Minister Smotrich's opposition has postponed the debate, impacting potential tax reforms. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.